Well, Cecil, I hope you're satisfied.
About what?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not.
Well, you should be.
I've been a perfect gentleman.
I guess you think spanking me, I mean trying to, I guess you think that's something to be proud of.
I don't know why not.
Well, Uncle Thomas is certainly disgusted with you.
Yes, and remember what he told us to do. Come out here on the front porch and try to get along and not fight.
Well, I'm not fighting. I'm just showing you how disgusting you act all the time.
That's my pleasure.
Goodness knows what Uncle Thomas thinks of you.
You let your uncle think for himself, John Alden.
Who's John Alden?
It's a Spanish cuss word.
Of course, Cecil. If you don't want to stay over here, there's no one keeping you from going home.
Your uncle said if we didn't stay out here and get along, for me not to come over here again.
Well, of course, I wouldn't make you go home. After all, I have no right to tell you what to do.
You darn well know you haven't.
Why didn't you tell Uncle Thomas the truth?
About what?
About what happened when he came out here and caught you striking me.
You would have thought I was killing you. Just a little spanking. You ought to go out for a hog-calling contest with lungs like yours.
You don't have to call me names, Cecil.
I didn't call you anything.
Well, you needn't compare me with pigs or hogs.
Huh. I'll bet your uncle was glad I spanked you.
You didn't. You just tried.
Well, I got in a few good licks.
And I guess you're so proud of yourself.
Sure, why not?
Oh, you make me tired.
Why didn't you tell your uncle the truth yourself? You twisted everything around.
Cecil, don't you stand here on my own front porch and call me a fibber.
I'm not standing, I'm sitting.
You just stop calling me names.
Oh, pull in your windshields. You're looking for trouble.
You know what a person is that doesn't tell the truth?
Sure, a bond salesman.
Well, that isn't all. It's something else. A bad word.
Suppose you stop calling me names, too.
You didn't tell the truth.
If I were you, I'd be ashamed to say that. You know what they say about the pot or the kettle?
Sir, if you watch it, it won't boil.
No, it's something about the pot shouldn't call the kettle black.
No one was calling anyone black.
All right. I'm a stranger.
I'm so ashamed of you, Cecil. I always thought you would tell the truth.
I do.
Yes, but you didn't tell all of it.
Well, I don't care.
You know where you're going when you die?
Sure. To the graveyard.
Oh, no, you're not, Cecil.
Oh, yes, I am, Sally.
Just your body will go there, but you won't.
We stick together, thank you.
A person who doesn't always tell the truth goes someplace else when they die.
Well, no one around here intends to die this season.
Well, if I were you and acted like you do, and if I did the things that you do, and if I said the things that you do, and if I were afraid where I'd go when I died, if I was...
Oh, if. Why don't you talk sense?
You wouldn't understand. That's why, Mr. Smarty.
Well, what did I tell your uncle that wasn't the honest truth?
You said that...
Yeah,
well,
that what?
Now, don't try to fluster me. You said so many wrong things that I'm trying to think of the worst first.
I'll give you all day to think. You'll need it.
Well, you told Uncle Thomas that... Well, you told him plenty.
Yeah, plenty of the good old truth. That's what hurts.
That's it? That's it. You told him that you didn't hurt me.
I didn't. There was no reason for you to put up such a squawk.
Well, that wasn't the truth. You did hurt me. I bruise easy, and I still sting.
Well, I hurt my hand, too, so we're even.
We're not even, but don't worry. I'm going to get even. You had no right to try to spank me.
I wish you'd stop saying that I tried to. I did.
You did not, Mr. Cecil, and don't ever think you did. You just started to, that's all.
Well, if I didn't, why raise all this kick? And how could I have hurt you?
Well, you make me tired.
Gotcha that time.
And you wouldn't know the truth if you saw it.
I'm not looking for it.
And you have no conscience.
What's that?
It's part of your soul, that's what it is, and it ought to bother you.
What's the matter with my soul?
You should ask me. It's got little black spots all over it, that's what.
You're thinking of chicken pox.
I know what I'm talking about.
I'm glad one of us do.
Not only that, you've forgotten what Uncle Thomas told you to do.
What did he told me to do?
He told you to come out here on the porch with me and make up.
All right. I'm out here on the porch with you.
Yes, but you're not trying to get along with me. You're fussing.
I am not. I'll agree with anything you say.
Very well. Are you really sorry for not telling the truth?
All right. I didn't tell the truth. and I'm sorry.
And you're never going to do it again?
Never.
And you're a brute?
I'm worse than that.
Oh, that's no satisfaction. You don't really mean that.
All right. I don't really mean it.
See? What did I tell you?
I'm just trying to agree with you. That's all.
You're not. You're making fun of me. You better not let Uncle Thomas come out here and catch you.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to be really sorry.
Listen, Miss Brainstorm. I'm willing to make up.
Well, all right then.
And shake hands on it.
I don't want to shake hands with you. You're liable to pinch me.
I could pinch you without shaking hands with you.
Well, say that you're sorry first.
I'll say I'm sorry if you'll say you're sorry.
All right. Well, you say it first.
No, you say it first.
No, you say it first.
No, you have to.
See, so you say it first. You're a gentleman.
I am not a gentleman. It's your idea.
Well, you should be.
You say you're sorry first, and I will. And we'll shake hands.
I'll freeze first.
Well, start freezing.
I don't care what you do. I'm not speaking to you.
Huh. Hey, Sally.
What?
I'm sorry for the paddling.
You are not. You're just saying that to be funny.
I mean it, honest. I don't want to fight with you.
I'm sorry too, Cecil.
All right. Shake hands on it. There.
There.
Oh, golly. What a relief.
I knew you would do this, Cecil.
You knew more than I did.
Cecil, you're a perfect gentleman. I mean it.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are, Cecil.
No, I'm not. I'm a heel.
You are not a heel.
I am, too. I'm the lowest kind of a heel.
Cecil, you're a gentleman.
Sally, I guess I ought to know.
Well, I guess I ought to know, too.
You ought to know a lot of things that you don't know.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, and you know it.
Cecil, when I say that you're a gentleman, please be a gentleman and don't contradict me.
Well, I'm not a gentleman, or I wouldn't have tried to wallop you.
But you were a gentleman to say that you were sorry.
I was not.
You were, too?
I was not.
You were.
I weren't. I mean, I wasn't.
For the last time, you're a gentleman.
All right, all right. I'm a gentleman.
There, see? I told you so.
All right. You told me so.
Here, shake hands on it.
All right. Here.
And you had a perfect right to spank me.
Oh, don't be silly. I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did. I deserved that.
No, you didn't.
Not only that, but you should do it again when I act that way.
No, I shouldn't.
You had a perfect right to. I don't care what Uncle Thomas says.
Well, I won't ever try it again.
Well, you can if you want to, Cecil, and I won't holler.
You won't holler?
No, I deserve it.
Fine, all right. Let's try it again, right now. Come here. I'll show you what a real wallop is
Cecil,
this time.
No,
come on.
I didn't mean right now. I mean some other time. No, Cecil, well, no, no,
right.
No. Now, remember, Uncle Thomas, don't now, Cecil, don't.